The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined by Kirsten Robertson, the district manager for the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. And we are here today to talk about HUP 319 grants. What is this? It sounds kind of cool.
A 319 grant is a grant from DHEC that brings money from EPA down to the local level to help with cleaning up water quality.
Oh, that sounds, we're about water quality.
We are all about water quality.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. So, HUF. What is HUF? What does this mean?
Okay. We've talked about watersheds a million times already on this show. Not this particular show, but in the past. And HUF Creek is a specific watershed that's in the Reedy watershed. It's a smaller watershed within the Reedy, so it's close to the Reedy. And so we are trying to protect the waters of the Reedy. And the way that we're doing this, we applied for money to help people fix their septic tanks.
Oh, okay. So if your septic tank is leaking and you live in the HUF watershed, there is cost share available.
That is exactly right. Because when your septic tank isn't working, a lot of times what happens is that sewage bubbles up to the top of the ground. And then you know what happens.
That sounds disgusting. Let me guess, stormwater?
If it would ever rain again, the stormwater would take it right into the river. And that yeah. Ooh.
Exactly.
So how can you tell if your septic system needs to be repaired besides the bubbling?
It would smell.
Yeah.
You would have gurgling in your toilets.
Oh.
Do we have gurgly toilets? That would be bad, wouldn't it?
It sounds bad.
Let's see, water backing up into your drains?
Especially bathtubs. I've seen bathtubs full of black sewage.
Ew.
Yes.
No, that's
it
bad.
It can be very bad. You would notice.
So you'll know if your septic tank is failing or leaking, likely.
You have a septic tank, you have an area of your yard that's like really unusually green, the grass is growing long and lush in that one area.
Kind of stays soggy.
Yeah, a lot of times the grass will grow better over the septic tank, but if it's always moist and green and maybe a little bit of smell, then yeah, you have an issue.
Wow, okay.
Isn't there a book about that, The Grass Grows Greener Over the Septic Tank?
Yes, there is.
Yes. Yes, it's a comedy book.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, so I have discovered a leak in my septic tank. How do I apply for this grant, or what's the process?
The process is that you call us, Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and ask to talk to Kirsten Robertson, and we will take it from there. I'll give you a rundown on how it all works. We have a contractor who does the work. He will call you to make an appointment to come out and look at it and decide whether you need a complete replacement or just a couple of lines added. And at that point, he will give you a cost estimate.
It's always about the money.
It's always about the money.
Which is why the grant is so helpful. It covers up to 75%, or it can up to 75% of the cost. So if you are if your septic's leaking and you live in the HUF watershed, this is a good chance to have it repaired.
Yeah, so not free to you, but a significantly lower amount than you would normally have to pay.
Yeah. So the HUF watershed, can you give me an idea about where that is?
The HUF watershed is below the city of Greenville, and it's kind of a triangle that runs from Donaldson Center. One side of the triangle runs down Highway 25 and then over across toward the east on McKelvey Road.
Yeah, I think Fork Shoals is the east. You know what? I'm looking at a map here. It looks kind of like a spearhead kind of shape, like a Native American spear. Top of the Donaldson Center, bottom McKelvey. Is that how you say it? And then east and west, Highway 25 and Fork Shoals Road.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And leaking septics, they can contribute a lot to water quality problems when they go out and measure water quality. It's interesting to see in residential areas. You can pretty much, if you do DNA testing, you can pretty much pinpoint the house with the leaking septic system, because right below it, fecal matter and E. coli levels in the water just spike. They're way, way, way high. So if you can get that repaired, it helps the water so much.
But now when you say DNA, though, it's not like they can say, oh, Bob Smith, that's Bob Smith's DNA, and that's his septic tank that's going. So it's not really like that.
No, but they can tell whether it's human, whether it's from waterfowl, from deer, from dog. You can get really intricate with these DNA tests. I don't think we are spending the time or the resources to go and try to test everywhere and see if your tank is leaking. That is on you. But yeah, good to pay attention.
Now, to veer off a little bit, since we're talking about DNA and poop, when there are some places that when you move into the apartment complex, they will take a DNA sample of your dog. And that way, if you do not scoop your poop, they will know exactly which dog left the pile. And they will come after you. So, yes, the DNA can get very, very particular. But in this case, I've only seen it where you're trying to pinpoint what type of animal so that you know what actions to try to do.
That's useful, because it's useful to know whether, is it pet waste? Is it something, is it like geese, for instance? Because down at Falls Park, we have a large duck and goose population down there. So people don't feed the ducks and geese, because then they will come and then they will poop, and that will muddy up our waters.
And it's bad for their digestion, and it reduces their natural ability to forage for themselves. They become dependent on human food, which is not good. Which is also why you shouldn't throw banana peels and apple cores and other biodegradables out of your car or on the ground. Yes, it will biodegrade, but it is still litter and it still attracts animals.
So we are farther afield from the 319 grant now.
Yeah. So the whole point of this program is to help the water quality. And it's completely voluntary. The information that is obtained from you is not shared with anybody except, you know, your contractor that's coming out to fix it. This is not to cite you or to get you or to get you in trouble for your leaking septic repair. This is strictly to help you fix the problem. No one's going to tattle on you for having it.
And I guess we should say, too, that this is something that the Soil and Water Conservation District, a non-regulatory district, we're administering it on behalf of the Reedy River Water Quality Group. So what can you tell us about that, just briefly?
About the Reedy River Water Quality Group?
Yeah, everyone wants to know. We're going to have some guests on in a future show to talk about the Reedy River Water Quality Group, but Greenville County is a part of that.
We are. The three main facilitators that started the whole thing were the County of Greenville and the City of Greenville and REWA. And they got together and said, hey, let's work on trying to make the Reedy River cleaner.
I think that's a good goal.
That is a good goal.
So, and if you want more information about the Reedy River Water Quality Group and or this 319 grant, that's all available on the Reedy River Water Quality Group website, which is cleanreedy.com.
.org.
Oh, .org. I always say .com. Yes, cleanreedy.org. We will also have a link to it on our website, SaturdaySplash.com.
.org.
SaturdaySplash.com.
No, it's .com.
Why do you do that?
.show.
.show, yeah.
.listen.
No, none of those things. SaturdaySplash.com.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks EPA for the grant. Thanks DHEC for helping to administer it. All right.
Thanks us.
go clean water. Woo.
Yeah. So, you know, pet waste, we were talking about that a little bit, and Kirsten was talking about the doggy DNA. Interestingly, we had a company that came and talked to us about that. And they implemented it at some apartment complexes. And they said as soon as those dogs got tested for DNA, their pet waste problem went down like 85%.
Yeah. I know we've talked about pet waste on this show a lot and in past shows a lot, but just come on, people, pick your poop up. I'm just thinking about all this E. coli that just gets washed into the water. Just millions and millions and billions of E. coli bacteria living in our waters. And it can make you really sick. Yeah, you know, if you're down at the park and maybe it's a hot day and you want to splash around in the water, your kids want to splash around in the water and they splash in their mouths. And I see people swimming in the Reedy River all the time. Ugh. I think they're ignoring the signs that say, please don't swim here. There's a lot of bacteria in the water.
Well, maybe people aren't really equating the sign with actual danger to themselves, like on a health level. I mean, you get that in your eyes or in your mouth or, you know, up your nose. God, that would be terrible. It's all bad. But, you know, and sometimes people will say to us, well, you know, Lynn or Maddie, why on earth, you know, you're talking about dogs and you're like all focused on the dogs and stuff. But what about the geese and what about like cows and stuff? How is that different?
Well, I mean, the geese and the ducks are wild animals. They live outside. They, you know, they've evolved in this region and this is where they live. But dogs are, we domesticated them. They are house pets. They are not wild animals. Therefore, you must be the one to be responsible to pick up after them.
And cows?
Well, don't let them poop in the river.
How do we stop that, Kirsten? You deal with this.
Right. For farmers, there is help available to keep your animals fenced out of the streams and to add watering facilities on another part of your farm. And that helps keep the E. coli down in the waters.
Yeah. Okay. So the farm animals go into the river mostly to drink, not really to swim or hang out. They're drinking. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So farmers out there, and we work closely with the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, out of our office. So you can contact your district conservationist, Lynn Newton, and she can come be of assistance and help you green up your farm, so to speak, or at least help keep the water clean.
So wait, you're trying to tell me that cows don't have like, you know, pool parties?
River parties.
Well, yeah, I guess it'd be, well, maybe they might have pool parties. That would be weird though.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
Cow in the pool. Sounds bad for water quality. Lots of hair in the filter.
Well, you've seen the videos recently about bears in the pool, that the bears come and, you know, that they're coming down off the mountains because it's been so dry and now it's not warm, but it was warm. So they were coming and like getting in people's swimming pools.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. That might be me. I don't have a pool. So if you see me at your pool next summer, just ignore me.
But you don't look like a bear.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe a cute, adorable cub.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, well, always an adventure here on the Saturday Splash. Thank you, Kirsten Robertson, District Manager of the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. If you want more information about the HUF 319 Septic Repair Program, visit cleanreedy.org or give us a call. You're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.